Frank De Leon Compress was a 21-year-old senior in the aviation program. He was a resident assistant for on-campus housing, a member of the Dominican Republic Student Association, and the USU International Student Council president. And to everyone who knew him, he was one of the great ones.
The thing about Frank is he had a sincere love for his fellow international students, and that pushed him to be a better leader than I feel most others would be. And so I just feel it's a tremendous loss that Utah State, specifically to the international students and also domestic students, that we lost such a great leader.
That was Luis Armenta, USU's diversity VP. He says Compress had many friends, and everyone in the USU community is devastated by his death. The cause of the crash is still being investigated, says Andreas Wiesman, an assistant aviation professor who helped teach Compress.
This is the first mishap that we've had in these airplanes. We've had these airplanes for 10 years, and they have some of the highest praise from Diamond as well as how they're maintained. The weather was beautiful that morning. He was healthy and prepared and trained.
Wiesman says planes have been temporarily grounded at the university's airport until they can brief students about the accident and remind them about procedures. There are grief counselors on site to help students through the tragedy.
I hope that from this, people are more careful with their pre-flights. They're more thoughtful with their flying, more precise with following the standards that the FAA and Utah State have.
The aviation program is holding a vigil for Compress on Thursday at 7 p.m. on USU's campus.
He passed away doing what he loved. Let's not think so much about his passing away, but let's honor his life and how we live this next year, and truly dedicate this next year to Frank.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Melanie Fenstermaker.